finest Irish footballer in a generation, became the first Irish player to get their hands on a Champions League trophy in 17 years at the weekend. Katie McCabe, central part of the Arsenal team, surprised 1-0 winners over Barcelona in Lisbon, bridging a long gap since John O'Shea was part of the Man United team that won Europe's big title in 2008. And Yvonne Tracy, Ciara Grant and Emma Byrne, who won the Champions League with Arsenal in 2007. She was very happy.
Yeah, it's really special. For me, when I saw it nearly 10 years ago, there's a picture of the three girls, Yvonne, Ciara and Emma, with the tricolour draped around them and the Champions League trophy in their hands. So for me to be in the same sentence as them now is an amazing feeling. And for me, I just hope those young girls in Ireland that were watching the game today dreaming to be like me, maybe.
Let's talk more about Katie with someone who's had the privilege of coaching her. Eamon Connaughton is with us. He was her first coach at Kilnamana here in Dublin. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you doing?
Lovely scenes of her celebrating on the pitch after the game. Tricolour over her shoulders, dancing with the trophy, not shy of a microphone. Lots of McCabes on the pitch to celebrate too. There's a joy to watching her.
Yeah, she's a great girl and she's so down to earth. She just oozes confidence and she just loves being Irish and she loves being home here, helping the girls when she's out at camp.
Tell us about working with Katie when she was a young footballer.
Katie came down to us when she was seven. We were starting an under-sevens team here in Kilnamana. At that stage, there was no boys teams, or there was no girls teams, only boys. So you put the call out for kids to come down and start a trial type of thing. And Katie came down with her boots, totally not intimidated by the boys whatsoever, got stuck in and selected straight away. And she just stood out in the team. She had a left foot on her that was brilliant. It was like Liam Brady, and she still has that left foot today. But she played against boys' teams in the 11-a-side at 7 years of age. And she went on for about 3 or 4 years with us here before they started girls' teams. There was no girls' teams at the time. So she was here for 3-4 years, went to a girls' team then. But she just stood out. She was brilliant. Absolutely great girl. Always kicking the ball.
Champions League winner now, Eamon. We don't have many. Mainstay in one of the top sides in one of the top leagues in the world. Can you put her achievements into context?
She always had a goal. She did drive like Roy Keane. Always wanted to get better, better, better. Never missed a match. And even when she went to Arsenal, I know there was a few other clubs in for her. She just loves Arsenal. And she feels at home there. She feels safe. And always, she was just always a winner, always a great girl, always down. There's so much you can say about her. She's an icon here in Kilnamana. She's an idol to all the girls.
Yeah, she's an icon nationally now too. We know the scale of women and girls football here has come a long way from when Katie first started playing, but it's not without its problems, Eamon. Does it still have a very long way to go to come up to a standard that girls deserve?
No, I think we're on the right road now. I mean, when we started off here, I said there was no girls teams. Now we have 19 girls teams here in Kilnamana. We've a ladies senior team as well, and we've won a few All Ireland medals and cups with the girls now. And if I look out, I'm looking out onto the pitches as I speak to you, and on a weekend or on an evening, you see more girls teams out there now than boys at this stage. It really has taken off, and it's going the right direction. Once the FAI lead it the right way, it will be really, really big. And we've got a lot of girls coming through now. I won't ever say that anyone's going to be as good as Katie McCabe, but they're going to follow in our footsteps.
Yeah, her sister's not doing too badly opposed these days. Eamon Connaughton at Kilnamana in Dublin, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. It's a minute to nine.